Okay, if I'm going to fit in three from Joe Walsh, I need 13 minutes of our show and 3 minutes of Joe's.
Yeah, do we get paid extra for this?
No, but Joe gets paid less.
Oh, well, so that all works out
cold
then.
Comfort in yep. that. Yep. Strip of Play Thursday, three from Mr. Walsh on 100.3 The Sound. So a little good, a little bad. Joe Walsh has lived a life of illusion, but the life's been good. That's the upside of that.
Well, it's better to have a life of illusion that's good than a life of reality that's terrible, Andy.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's what we have. Your life's about to get better, though, if you want to go see Boston at the Greek Theater, which is a lovely place to see a show in the summer. 888-696-1003 is our telephone numerals. And if you dial them and you're the... I feel three.
So creative.
Caller 3, 888-696-1003. We'll see if we can't give you something in the classic rock time capsule in just a few.
I'm imagining I'm on a really good afternoon drive show with a really hot chick.
That's a life of illusion.
Yeah, it's really good, man. She is awesome at this.
Rocky Mountain Way, that's Joe Walsh. 100.3, The Sound. By the way, I like what he did the other day. A lot of people have refused to perform in North Carolina because of HB2, that bathroom nonsense. He did perform, and before he did a show, he made a little speech and said, "Yeah, you know, I don't go for that stuff, but I came here and I'm going to donate everything I make tonight to fight that bill and make sure everybody gets to do whatever they want to do behind closed doors."
Gosh bless him. You know what's crazy, Andy, is your impersonation of Joe Walsh sounded just like you.
You know... your attitude is lacking. We've got Dale on the phone from Huntington Park. Hi, Dale.
Oh, press the button, Chandles.
I did, but it's not coming through. Just hung up on him. Anyway.
Did you really?
Yeah, I think I did. Auspicious start. We're doing the classic rock time capsule in just
a
minute.
Sammy says he's there. Is he there? Okay. I don't know.
Dale, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes!
Fantastic. All right, Dale, hold the phone in just a minute. You can do the classic rock time capsule. I think everybody's excited now.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to come back to see how well this works out. It's next.
Press the right button. Press the right button.
You know, it's 100.3 The Sound, where we're climbing into the classic rock time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. Let's do it. It's Thursday. It's July the 7th, 2016. And Christian, we're going to see what you know about music technology in just a minute. That's why we've got Dale on the line from Huntington Park. Hold tight, Dale. We're going to get to you in a minute, okay?
No problem.
All right. Yeah, he works at a fire extinguisher company. Have one ready in case the comedy gets too hot.
Marx Brothers.
Unlikely. Yeah. Unlikely.
Okay, so today in 1968, the Yardbirds play their last gig under that name in Luton, England. Now, Jimmy Page wants to soldier on as the new Yardbirds, playing blues standards with a really heavy rock feel. But Keith Moon hears about that, and he says, that's going to go over like a Led Zeppelin. And Jimmy likes that name even better, so he decides to go with it. But then manager Peter Grant agrees, but tells Jimmy, spell it L-E-D, or, quote, thick Americans will call them Led Zeppelin.
True.
Hurts to say it, but he's right.
Yep.
He's right on that. And how nutty is it that Led Zeppelin played their last gig with the original four in West Berlin on this day in 1980?
Good Lord.
That's what you call kismet. Mm. 1988 on this day, MTV bans Neil Young's video for...
This Note's For You.
Probably because it features Michael Jackson, a Michael Jackson lookalike, catching his hair on fire during a soda commercial shoot. It just makes fun of all of the people that have sold out, all the rockers that have sold out and done commercials and so forth. And it's in such poor taste, MTV bans it. And then they give it the award for best video of the year at the next MTV Video Music.
Did they really?
They really
stick by their principles, don't they?
They really, yeah, really do. Yeah. Okay, so Christian, what technology, and Dale, take notes here, what technology that's widely used now was demonstrated in Malibu on this day in 1960 for the first time?
Okay.
Is it the synthesizer?
Nope.
The laser?
Nope.
Or the theremin?
Nope, it's none of those.
None of those?
I don't say it's any of those, Andy. It was the trumpet.
What do you say, Dale?
I disagree.
You, sir, are right.
Come on!
Hit me with those laser beams. That's right, laser beams. Or did you prefer remember this.
With frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
I was ready for everything. Yes, the laser. And why is that important to rock and roll? Well, I bet you have a laser in your house. I bet there's one in your car. Digital compact discs, they're written and played back with lasers. And how nutty is it that on this same date in 1989, CDs outsell vinyl records for the first time? Anywho, it's the first working laser trotted out right here in Southern California 56 years ago today. Sammy, tell them what they've won.
Dale won a pair of tickets to see Boston at the Greek Theater on July 14th.
That's fantastic.
That's a good show. They'll be using lasers there.
Lasers. Yeah, freaking laser beams. Hold on, Dale. We're going to get your info so we can get them to you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sir. And we've got more Ringo fun coming up later on in like the next 15 minutes. So keep tuned. We'll give you all the details. But let's play one from Ringo since it's his 76th birthday today. I'm play a couple from his buddies, too. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound. Ooh! Each of the Beatles getting one here. Triple Play Thursday, we're going to throw in one from Sir George as well. Go to Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook right now and watch the video. We're going to do something special for 76th birthday of Ringo Starr, but it's also the 100th song fight.
More importantly.
Our fan club on Facebook, they suggested we do something special. We're doing it behind the scenes, and then we'll tell you all about it here in about 3 minutes on 100.3 The Sound.
See you on Facebook.
Round one.
Fight. Every day at 3:40, we pick a song, Christian and I, and then you text and tell us which one wins. Little wrinkle today, because guess what today is? It's the 100th song fight. Aaron, president of our little fan club on Facebook, he's the one that hipped us to that fact. So we're doing something different. This does not count on our personal or long-term record, but we're picking songs from Ringo Starr, because it's his 76th birthday today.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're going to let you vote. We just did it, pulled it out of a hat. If you want to go on Facebook Live, Andy in the Afternoon, you can see the whole process. It's very transparent.
Yep.
But we each pulled from a hat song titles, and you get to vote on which one you like the best. Christian, your song is?
My song is Octopus's Garden, my friend. Octopus's Garden.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in.
You know it well. So if you want that song, you want to text C to 21003. Sammy, what'd you get?
I got Yellow Submarine.
Aha.
Classic.
So you want to text S, new letter today, S to 21003, if this is your selection. And I got, with a little help from my friends, text A to 21003 if this is your choice. And since this is a special, not on the permanent record edition of Song Fight, and it's the 100th Song Fight, instead of voting just once per person, you can vote 100 times.
No, hold on. Me on the phone.
Usual text rates apply. All right, so if it costs you to text, it'll cost you 100 times, and don't do it while you're driving, but we'll have the results for you after 6 o'clock. Happy birthday, Ringo Starr. Peace and love, like I said, peace and love. Triple Play Thursday continues next on The Sound. Well, Christian, you're in a sour mood most times. You know what I could do to cheer you up?
What's that, bud?
I could play this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Phil Collins usually does it.
Yeah, we're going to do the live version, so I don't care anymore.
Oh, God. No, it's a different song. I don't care anymore.
Oh.
Three songs from Genesis and Phil. Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound. Thanks for listening to Andy in the Afternoon.
I have to. I work here.
I wasn't really talking to you.
Hello, Brian Williams of NBC News. Phil Collins is a master musician and songwriter. But did you know he is also an avid juggler, finger model, and licensed ice road trucker? He speaks fluent Farsi and defuses bombs as a relaxing pastime. It's true. Bank on it. Oh, and continue enjoying the broadcast.
And we're starting up three from Cream and Eric Clapton. Start off in a white room with black curtains.
That's a nice look.
It's terrible decorating, but it's a great song.
If it was an IKEA thing, you'd go, that looks very European.
Yes.
Yes, I'll have the Horgensborg.
The Hurdish.
Mmm, extra umlauts.
I want a Michelob.
Yeah, man, I feel like wearing padded shoulders.
This note's for you.
In the jacket.
Hey, on the 23rd, we're going to let it all hang out. We're going to be down at the OC Fair, and I told you that the details are going to tumble out as we go here, but Mark Thompson and Mark in the Morning told me a couple of things I'm going to share with you right now. You know, Fill in the Blank with Matt and Frank, his son Matt and Frank, they do, they'll go and do a song like Rush, Tom Sawyer.
For instance.
Take out the drum and the bass.
Well, you say they, you mean me.
Well, you. You took out the drum and the bass, and then they added it back in.
Yep.
Well, guess what? Uncle Joe's son Jeremy is going to put in some guitar on that, so you got a little more work to do.
Maybe I should sing.
No, I don't think it's necessary.
Monday Warrior, Mean Beans, Proud.
That's one of the things. Then Matt's band Big Language is going to do a set of classic rock covers. We're going to have special talents of listeners. Text the word talent to 21003 to share your talent. More details coming, but a week from Saturday, is that right?
Yeah.
It's on the 23rd?
Yes.
Or is it 2 weeks? Two weeks from Saturday.
Right.
And we're going to be down at the OC Fair, so mark it on your calendar and make sure you join us for that. We got a breakdown coming up in just a second.
I'm so excited.
Andy in the Afternoon on 100.3 The Sound. Christian, take us deep into some Jimmy.
Andy, turns out he's a pretty wicked guitar player back in the day.
I don't know. Backwards.
A hit of acid right before we did this. It's totally different when you do that.
It was really awful forwards.
Oh, yeah.
But backwards is
genius.
Great.
Genius backwards. Backwards is
absolutely great. And that's all in this song.
Yeah. That's what I do, Andy. I reach under the covers.
See if you can spot it.
Yeah, right?
Are you experienced? Three from Jimmy on Triple Play Thursday on The Sound. You can eat your lunch with somebody else. We got three from Eagles now. 100.3 The Sound. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon.
Round one, fight.
Can you believe today is the 100th song fight?
Andy, it feels like we've been doing this for years.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to last a week, maybe a month. Anyway, it's the 100th song fight and Ringo's birthday, so a little wrinkle today. We let producer Sammy pick as well, and because this isn't going on the permanent record. I mean, you can also text up to 100 votes per person, and these are the songs we picked. They're all Ringo songs picked out of a hat. I went with...
I get by with a little help from my friend.
So if you want this song, text A to 21003 and do it 100 times. Vote often and early. And Christian polled...
I'd like to be...
yes.
Under the sea. Octopus's Garden. So text C to 21003 if this is your choice.
Yeah.
And Sammy polled... Yellow Submarine. So text S to 21003 if this is your choice. We'll have the winner and the results, of course, after 6 o'clock on 100.3 The Sound. You can vote up to 100 times, so definitely
vote for me, because new wrinkle is the losers have to buy the winner lunch.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're willing to pay for it if you have to pay for text. Usual rates apply, and don't do it while you're driving.
No, text without driving and pay for it.
Three songs coming up next from Aerosmith. It's Triple Play Thursday on The Sound. Ever wonder what Dream On from Aerosmith would sound like if it were in a major key? Yeah, that's not good. Let's stay in the minor key. Keep it in F minor. It's the way to do it. Three from Aerosmith. It's Triple Play Thursday on 100.3 The Sound. That's right. And it's playtime, so behind the scenes, while I'm playing these excellent jams commercial-free, we're playing the game of life. When's the last time you played that? Spin the wheel. Let me hear the wheel. Yeah, I can't hear it.
No.
Great. It looks a lot better on Facebook Live. Go to Andy in the Afternoon, Facebook Live on 100.3 The Sound, and spend some time with us. Get nice and chummy behind the scenes. 100.3 The Sound. We learned in the Classic Rock Time Capsule today that this is the day in 1968 that the new Yardbirds ceased being the new Yardbirds. Actually, the old Yardbirds had their last gig. We're going to play three from Led Zeppelin right now, and I think we might even work in a breakdown. Keep tuning. This is 100.3 The Sound. Join us on Facebook Live. We're having shenanigans. Christian's going to take us into some Led Zeppelin.
You know what's a fun game, Andy?
Life?
The mouth guitar game.
Oh.
Ready? Let's do it with me. Right? You can do this.
Listen to John Paul Jones going.
Oh,
playing the bass.
They could have fired that guitar guy at any point.
You've been given a gift, Jimmy Page, to see what it's like if you were never born.
Yes.
The Zeppelin songs have passed.
Yes, it has.
Rolling. It's punk rock.
This shows you they were all rock stars.
All good. Monoliths, as I like to say. Not a weak player. We did it.
How about that?
Beautifully done.
That's fun.
Now let's hear it with the guitars.
We're commercial free on 100.3 The Sound. Bing, bong, bing, bong. Oh, I didn't press the button here. Much easier this way. Three from Journey. It's Triple Play Thursday, and we're commercial free to boot. 100.3 The Sound. Oh, just about six more minutes to vote in the song fight. Go to Andy in the Afternoon on Facebook and find out the details on that. We're going to have a big Ringo birthday party coming up after the 6 o'clock hour. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love. Three from CSNY now on The Sound.
Now time for Random David Lee Roth says.
And when we talk about bull riding, it's everything that's great and everything that's a little bit crazy about American art forms.
This has been Random David Lee Roth says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Oh, goodness, we've got another half hour commercial free going. But after we do three from you two, we'll release the findings from today's special song fight, the 100th song fight. It's Ringo's birthday, so it's going to be a Ringo song. Find out which one of us wins, Christian, me, or Sammy, right after these from you two on 100.3 The Sound. I think everybody wins.
Yeah, I mean, really, when it comes to Ringo.
Peace and love, peace and love.
How many times are you going to do that today?
Peace and love.
That's 28.
Peace and love.
29. He's so proud of himself. He even looked at me and said,
Museum of Television Radio's on the phone. They want to put that segue in a time capsule. Your children's children.
Broadcast schools forever will speak of this day. If you heard this, people.
We're running it.
You celebrate an incredible moment, a Marconi Award winning moment in
radio.
That
one's on its way to Mars right there, people.
Beautifully. So chuffed.
Round one. Fight.
Song Fight is something that happens at 3:40 every day. Christian and I pick a song, then you text and tell us which wins. Did something different today. It's the 100th Song Fight. So we brought in Super Sammy, our producer, and had him pick a Ringo song. We each picked a Ringo song because it's Ringo's 76th birthday. And then you voted, and we let you vote 100 times apiece. We've got thousands and thousands and thousands of votes. But the winner is Christian. And I'm the loser, more importantly, so lunch is on me, friends. Actually, the winner's Silas. This is my boy's favorite song. So crank this, 100.3 The Sound.
See you in the garden.
Done three songs, but why don't we break one down? Make it four.
It's Ringo's birthday. Check out this intro.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
Well, here's something interesting. So he double-tracked all his vocals because he hated the sound of
his voice. His own voice, yeah, which is ridiculous.
Until he learned it. He got the lyrics wrong on one of the takes, because listen to the end.
You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
There's like a chooch in there somewhere.
It doesn't care.
We all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction,
slapping his thigh,
don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right.
I love that stuff.
You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we'd all love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all doing what we can.
Right. I'll play the song, but play the scream at the beginning.
All right, hold on. Hey, are you ready?
It's so good. Nice.
You say you.
That's so good. Hey, I want to thank you for listening to this very program, 100.3 The Sound's Andy in the Afternoon. You know, in doing so, you've helped us in just a few months become the heartbeat of the Southland. I'll give you some examples. If you go to a Facebook page, you'll find Laurie Jackson Miller writing things like, "Thanks for the great music for the drive home, boys." Mike Pope says, "Keep up the great music, boys." Everybody's calling us boys. Walter Wood says, "You guys are having way too much fun." We probably are.
True.
Probably are having just a little bit. We'll pull it in. We'll reel it in just a little bit. But we're going to do the goodbye song. We'll do that in just a few minutes. And Rita Wild comes in to show us up for the...
Hacks.
For the dilettantes we are.
Yeah.
And she has the rest of the night for you. But three in a row from all your favorite artists is on the way on The Sound. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being a part of the program today.
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you.
We're singing like Ringo.
Here's a wish.
And peace and love.
And the prayer.
And peace and love.
And every dream comes true.
And peace and love.
And oh, it's always sweet sorrow.
And a little bit of peace and love.
I know that you'll always remain in my heart.
That's too hard to do.
With the peace and love.
Night. Sleep tight.
This is the worst Ringo.
It really is not good. Here's a wish and a prayer.
Peace and love.
Every dream comes true.
And an octopus's garden.
And now until we meet again.
In the yellow submarine.
Say adios.
With a little help from a friend.
Au revoir.
Auf Wiedersehen. Happy birthday, Ringo.
Good night. I love you, Silas.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
I love you, Vivi, little girl. Rita Wild's our little girl. She's coming in here. She's going to light your fire. That's pretty cool. We're going to be back tomorrow at 3 on 100.3.
You're buying pizza tomorrow.